I don't know how well you take that in, but that's saying something to you. You receive your spiritual birth by being born again as God Almighty, for Christ's sake, change your life. You notice in 3:24, it says, He abideth in us, and we know about it, by the Spirit which He has given us. If God dwells in us, which this scripture, there's three places here in the chapter that it mentions that, we are going to be influenced by God. If Christ is in you, you have a hope. How do we understand? The Bible says this, that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Our understanding of God seems to be weak. Are we reading what the scripture says in the Old Testament? The experiences that people had, the things that God revealed to them and give them strength? It was a real relationship with Him. I think we're missing that. We're talking about love, and that's important, and obeying God, that's important, and living with a consciousness, that's important, but we're not experiencing it, and we are failing, and because we fail to understand and grasp that, God does not have a chance to work in us. When you were born again, when you were spiritually saved, what happened to you inside? I'm not talking about joining the church now. I'm talking about having a spiritual experience with Almighty God. In the opening chapters of this epistle here, he talks about Christ was manifested, and what was manifested? God is light. Now, what is that saying to me? That's speaking something to me. That's revealing something of divine order to my heart. God is light. Are you catching that? Are you seeing that? What are you talking about? Spiritual life. As you think of Him and study about Him and meditate Him, your faith in Him grows. The Word of God is a strength. And we fall short. How do I know we fall short? Because as a nation, we're drifting away from God. We're religious. We've got all kind of religions, and I reckon there'll be some more new coming to being. But the fact is, we're drifting. There's a great falling away. But this scripture here said, God dwells within me. God, first, is a God of light. Revelation comes from Him. Understanding comes from Him. Guidance comes from Him. Leadership comes from Him. He is light. He's going to reveal light and expose darkness. And he speaks in the scriptures here about the profession of saying one thing and possessing something else. God either dwells in you as you had an experience of spiritual birth, or He doesn't dwell. If He doesn't dwell, He can't help you. Are you seeing what he's speaking of here? This is a testimony. This man, I feel personally, that he was deeply moved just to write those words in there. God dwelleth in you. If He's in you, friends, you've got light. And that light manifests about Jesus Christ. That light gives you understanding of the Word. That light guides your steps as you're obedient to Him. And if the light begins to get dull and fade in darkness, some sin has come in, and that sin is disrupting your relationship with Almighty God. Are you seeing what the scripture is saying to us? The Word of God has a message for us, friends. One of the things that God will reveal to us is the fact of His holiness. He's holy, and it's to an extent that we can't fully comprehend His holiness. But He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. He's righteous. And I sometimes substitute the word, He's right. He is right.
He's right.
Because He is perfect. Okay, light is given of His perfection. If He's in us and He's going to explain and give us His word, it's going to affect our consciousness, our thought, our decisions, our walk. And as you walk with God day in and day out, if you get outside of right, the Holy Spirit is going to quicken you right there and then and let you know that you've gotten out of the path. There's a great teaching around about Christians are sinless. There's a great importance in that. Now, as he deals with us, he's going to reveal his power. If God is light, he's going to manifest. He is a God of power, and he's a God of wisdom. He knows everything that can be known about everything. There's a verse of scripture in the Old Testament and speaks of this. There is no counsel against God. We try to reason, we try to evade, we try to pass by. You can't outthink God, you can't outdo God. And so these scriptures here, when it says God dwelleth in you, if you will let that dwell in you, and you will let that reveal to you the spirit of it and the truth of it, it'll lift your spiritual life into a special relationship with God. Some years ago I was reading, and I read that, and it struck me with such an impact. God, Almighty God, the eternal God, he is spirit. Jesus said God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. And that's the reason he can indwell us. And it mentions in here about his spirit that he has given us. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. When you became a Christian, if you were really sincere and you were changed, God witnessed into you with the Spirit of God, and that Spirit began to work in you and unfold to you and give you understanding of the Word of God. I think, friends, we're living beneath our privileges and understanding. God is a great God. A lot is said about him. Many people talk about him, but don't really know him. You think I'm critical? That's all right. I love you just the same. Oh, friends, see the truth. Let the truth free you. Let the truth inspire you. Let the truth give you understanding. God Almighty makes himself real. Let's look at Abraham. He's out there in the wilderness, I suppose. And here comes three men, and they talk to him. And it says of Abraham that he believed God and was accounted unto him for righteousness. If he had talked, and he did talk to a person, and that person, he reasoned with him about sparing Sodom and Gomorrah. They stood there and talked. Now, if you would meditate on that condition and that truth there, you're going to find some rich, wonderful truth. Take Jacob when he saw the stairway to heaven. He said, truly, this must be the place of God. Take Abraham when he was up there ready to slay his own son as a sacrifice, and God said, hold on, Abraham. And he turned and looked, and God had provided a ram. How in the world did that ram get there? He didn't see him when he come up. God prepared and provided for him. Friends, take a little time and think on the God that you serve, the spirit that he is, the purity that he is. Take of the life that he is. He takes the love of the world out of you. He puts his love within you. It changes you. It changes your nature. It changes your devotion. It changes your walk. It changes your belief. It strengthens you. Christ in you gives you strength and lifts you up. God dwells. That's saying something to us. And if you haven't caught the vision of it in your Christian walk, read it again and think about it. Get quiet before the Lord. Be still and know that I am God. And let the truth move you, develop you, encourage you, enlighten you, inspire you, and move you. And you'll find as you walk with God when the temptations come, that there's an inner strength. Inner strength. It's spiritual, but you witness that awareness that God is doing something to you to give you guidance and light. Friends, I said several times we living beneath our privileges in God.
I'm fully convinced Brother Worley's accurate on that. The Amplified says back in verse